Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Southwest Florida musicians and visual artists converge this Saturday, April 21st at the Shriners Auditorium on North Beneva Road in Sarasota for the latest installment of the Art, Rhymes, and Beer Music and Art Show series. The event includes live music performances, vendors, and a live silent auction of artwork contributed by the participating visual artists. The event benefits Shriners Hospital for Children. Joining me now for a closer look is the event's co-founder and curator of this charitable music and art show series, Marcel Budwine. Budwine hails from San Francisco, California, where he earned a sociology degree from the University of California, Santa Cruz. He's also earned an associate's degree in hospitality and culinary management from Le Cordon Bleu at the California Culinary Academy. And he's no stranger to radio. He's currently the producer and editor of several radio talk programs and podcasts and co-hosts the radio show Coffee and Donuts on WSRQ in Sarasota. He also hosts a funk, soul, and hip-hop music show. Marcel Budwine, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Listeners can join our conversation with your own comments and questions. Call 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Marcel, just to start off, can you just give us a more of a detailed idea of what the Art, Rhymes, and Beer event series is all about? How long has this been going on?
This has been going on since September 2015. We started out, prior to working at for a magazine and started doing parties, kind of started out at the back of an old restaurant, and then has kind of progressed through local breweries and now to where we're at the event center here on this upcoming Saturday. And it was really created to, I'm from San Francisco. My business partner, Ryan Ito, who's also a musician, is from Baltimore. And, we just feel coming from those major metropolitan cities in the area that Sarasota is growing into, that culture should be commonplace. And within our kind of demographic of being a fan first of hip hop music and culture, we really wanted to make that an accessible way to the community that traditionally, may not know or be familiar with hip hop. And with that, we just wanted to take it and elevate the culture and do it in a way that has community impact. And, I think it's possible to have a great time and do it for a good cause as well.
And I understand Ryan Ito Laranga co-founded this event with you, and he's got a new EP dropping titled The Appetizer. What can you tell us about Ryan and his music?
Ryan is an artist I've been able to work with for the last almost 4 years. He's very passionate about working in the community, and that really shows through in the music and for us in terms of building his brand and building the brand of what we do in the community. That all kind of goes hand in hand. So, this party is called the Appetizer Party. And so what you're going to get is you'll have some appetizers from our friend Chef Mike that's going to be doing cooking down there, Chef Mike Industries. But essentially, you're getting a taste of everything. You're getting a taste of fashion from Star Mentality, who's going to have some models showing off some of her fashion goods. And then you'll have each of the artists that are performing. And then you'll see a taste of what all these artists are doing to create live art pieces and the energy surrounded by that. And, ultimately, we're just trying to create a great communal vibe of creatives. And, I found that, within working with artists, that sometimes being an entrepreneur and being an artist are kind of synonymous in that it's really a lonely process sometimes. So it's good to have these events and create these moments where you have all these community and like-minded individuals, coming together in the name of creativity and art and culture. I can explain it, and you can see the videos, you can watch the pictures and all those things, but really it's about the community and people coming out and experiencing that and seeing great local artists that are all around the Tampa Bay area and locally here in Sarasota.
And I want to talk more about some of those artists in just a minute, but I wanted to just highlight again, this is benefiting Shriners Hospital for Children. Is there a particular reason that you and Ryan chose this organization to benefit?
It's really just, it's health and wellness. And, for us, there's a couple of them because we do these events pretty much twice a year. We'll have some other one-off events. But April is this event. This is for the kids and helping in health. And Shriners Hospital is a great partner in that. And then, you know, when we work together in our events in September, we also work with Any Given Child, and we also work with some other charter schools as well, such as the Visitman Academy. And it's really about, you know, education, but through creativity and different mediums, because, you know, we know that kids are very smart and they're receptive, and how we teach and, you know, how we choose to have influence using our music and culture is which is really big for us. So just continuing to work and do things that have impact. You know, we like to have an impact now on generations if we can, and that's through working in schools. We also have an additional program called Art Rhymes and Kids. So all these events go in to benefit that. You know, it's about reinvesting into the community and, you know, doing great things, because I think we have a certain amount of responsibility to do so.
Yeah, I was watching a video of, you know, the Art Rhymes and Kids initiative, you know, actually going into a local elementary school. Tell us more about that. And is it linked directly to Art Rhymes and Beer?
Yes, it is, in that, you know, me and Ryan have kind of helped create that. And we've been working alongside Brian Hirsch, the director of Any Given Child here in Sarasota, which is a Kennedy Center initiative. And that was last summer. And we actually, we haven't announced it yet, but I guess I can announce it here that starting this summer, we have 7 schools booked and 6 performances for summer learning academies here in Sarasota County Schools. And that's what we'll continue to bring. And that's going to be particularly, I think, to kindergartners and first graders. So we're incorporating jazz and hip hop into learning standards that they should be learning and skills relevant to their education.
Oh, wow. So this isn't just like coming in and doing special performances. This is linked in with their curriculums.
Yes, we try and link it in, you know, as much as they can, you know, over while they're in the summer learning academies, and just to relate that experience. So it's both a cultural experience, but we like to, you know, have some educational value within those performances as well.
What's it like going into the schools? I bet the kids are just thrilled.
The kids are thrilled. Sometimes they're surprised, but no doubt I would believe and venture to say that they're the hardest audience you will encounter, because they're very honest. You know, it's funny to see Ryan up there and say, you know, hey kids, you know, are you into, you know, do you know about hip hop music? Some raise some hands, and then he'll perform some of his music. And some of the kids with the deadpan comments will say, that's not hip hop. You know, so to see their reaction, but to see some of them groove and just really enjoy it and just something different. And, yeah, I mean, just to really see something different. But, yeah, the reactions are varied, but more often than not, they're great responses, and we like them, that they're very, very honest expressions. And for us, that's important, too, is being authentic, you know, having creative self-expression and being able to be ourselves.
Right, right. Well, let's turn back a little bit just to this Saturday's event here. And something you had said earlier caught my interest. And if I understand correctly, the visual artists, or at least some of them, are going to be creating art during the event.
Yes, correct. We have probably almost, I would say, we have about 10 live artists that have different mediums. Some will be on acrylics and, you know, regular paint. Some of them will have spray paint. And some will have, we also have a pencil artist as well. So you'll see a little bit of everything. But we have some artists coming from as far as St. Pete, Melbourne, Florida, Orlando, all over, that, you know, we've just over the last couple of years have, you know, established a rapport with a lot of great artists in the area, and we just continue to build with them. And, you know, for us, it's to also create a platform for these artists to be seen. You know, I have the easy work right now is, you know, I get to talk about it and organize it, but really it's when the artists show up and everything's organized and we have a great crowd that shows up, then, you know, it's really about highlighting their talents and their skills. And I really feel that each of these artists, everybody that's a part of this, is no one-trick pony. They all do multiple things and they all have great stories. And, you know, for us, it's just kind of getting everybody to see that and then experience that communal experience that Art Rhymes and Beer really is.
And as I understand it, some of the visual artists whose work will be featured in the live silent auction, they've donated that work?
Yes, and some of them, they're creating. So we've gotten sponsors. Keaton's has donated the water-based spray paint, so we're actually able to spray paint inside the venue. We have 84 Lumber, who's donated the canvas, and then the artists donate their time, and then we, you know, we run it almost like an art house. There's a split between the artist, and then the other proceeds from that piece go directly to the Shriners Hospital for Children. So, you know, every little bit counts, and doing it through creativity is kind of the way that we try and do. And each time out we do an event, it's really trying to push the element of creativity and do things in a different way from when the last time they might have seen us.
Wow. So it seems like from a visual arts perspective, you've got a pretty broad spectrum of genres there. I mean, everything from, you know, perhaps graffiti art to, you know, more conventional, you know, paint on canvas to sculpture, just across the board.
Yep.
What about with the music artists? I know Kristen Warren is one of the featured artists. What can you tell us about her work?
Kristen Warren is an amazing artist. We've done some work with her. She has some music on some upcoming songs with Ryan on another project after this one. And she, you know, is singing jazz, and she's all out the, you know, Tampa Bay, Orlando, and St. Pete, and very versatile within hip-hop music, but also has an amazing voice for jazz and jazz standards and R&B. So I really think people are in for a treat if they haven't seen her perform, if they come out to the show on Saturday.
What about MIM?
MIM is our host for the event. He has been on Sway in the Morning. He hails from Orlando. He's almost the ambassador of that city. And, you know, I met him a couple of years ago, and we've just been able to really build with him. He's a super talented MC, and he's actually helped me get off the stage where I can work behind the scenes, and he's going to be hosting and performing throughout the show. So, I mean, you can look him up. He was just doing a couple shows with Talib Kweli, doing things like that. But to have him at our show working with us is also going to be is going to be great.
Yeah. You know, I can personally attest to a pretty expansive and supportive, you know, local music and visual art scene in the Fort Myers, Naples area. And, you know, I would imagine you've got a very similarly supportive local art scene in Sarasota as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The, you know, Sarasota is widely known as a arts and culture town.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we feel that this area, and I would include, you know, those of the listeners down there as well, that this area, I think, is an epicenter of culture and is just beginning to burgeon because it's growing so fast. So, you know, for us, when we set out on doing this, you know, 3.5, you know, almost 3 years ago now, is that, you know, we're following a plan of what we saw and just continuing to push our creativity. And, you know, if we can push platforms past this area and beyond, then, you know, we really want to do that. But it's really about arts and culture being seen. And I think the value of artists being appreciated, you know, all over.
Right. And Marcel, I don't want to overlook this. You yourself are a performer. Tell me about that and your work.
Yeah, I do some performing in the sense of, you know, putting this event together. And then, you know, I also host a hip-hop music show. So I've always been a fan first. That's the most important thing to me. And that's what kind of keeps me grounded. So I have, you know, the show to, you know, just to showcase artists both locally and what I hear within the culture itself. And then I also, you know, do some stage work, some voiceover work, and, you know, editing behind the scenes, and also have a podcast with Ryan and myself called Coffee and Donuts, which is, you know, much like this, having very real and authentic conversations with a lot of artists and creatives, and running the gamut of who our guests are, from authors and, you know, athletes and everything in between. But it's really just about having good, genuine, you know, conversations and finding out what motivates people to do the things that they do. You know, for us, it's always interesting to hear great people, but why they do those things and how they've got to that point is always interesting, and I think that we can always learn from.
Right. Well, that is about all the time we have for today's show, but I want to thank my guest, Marcel Budwine. He's the co-founder of Art Rhymes and Beer at that event series, and the next one is coming up this Saturday, April 21st. That's from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Shriners Auditorium on North Beneva Road in Sarasota, and that event is to benefit Shriner Hospital for Children. For more information, you can visit their event page on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/Art Rhymes and Beer. Also, thanks to my earlier guest, Harry Lichtstein of the comedy improv troupe Harry's Senior Moment, as well as the group's director, Lee Shine, and executive producer, Bonnie Grossman, who is also the owner of Clarity and Marketing Incorporated. The comedy troupe begins its string of 5 performances running May 3rd through the 6th at the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater in Fort Myers. Our show today was produced by Julie Glenn, Mike Canary, and yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, and PR for Southwest Florida. This is all I need, lies glow.
song.